Views expressed here are not supported by and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
Hey, welcome. Another Tuesday night. House of a Man. I'm Chris with Don. And we have special guests. Don, let the people know who we with tonight.
Some two beautiful women of relationship ish, V and Cash. Hello, ladies. Good to see y'all.
Yeah, good
hello,
evening,
hello. Thank you. It's been great being here. How are you right guys now, doing
right,
today?
Right now, they shaking the block on the Evening Rush Network. I just want to let y'all know. Girls is not to be played. Or taken lightly. Relationship issues like one of the top shows on the network.
I definitely want to
say, I'm very
awesome.
Wait.
Nah, you ain't getting those. You know that. Listen, the only reason why you got a bomb was because we on here. And don't get too cool with them bombs. You know that's a man thing. You got to be a man to get the bomb.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So what's good, Chris? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great. It was a wonderful week. I had some thoughts about stuff we spoke about last week in terms of the disc records and whatnot. And I just want to say, people, I'm J. Cole. I switch sides. I just think that we as people of color have so many obstacles against us that when you have commercial success in music, we should be spreading love and not this is what I have and what you don't. Because unfortunately, we face so much as people that it's hard to get up to the top and be commercial. So yeah, we shouldn't be making diss records.
I don't look at it as a diss record. And that was even after I watched today's morning show. I had to agree with what was said, like it was too friendly people sparring. And the reason why I say that is because these two guys known each other for years, respect each other for years, play video games together. And, you know, a moment of discord somewhere, you know, somebody said something and, you know, it was retaliated on. And then once you realize, once he realized, yo, listen, this ain't for me. I'm that's not who I am. He changed his mind and apologized. But the problem is people can accept that. And that's the problem.
But the problem is that the world looks at people of color with disrespect already because we disrespect each other. And Kendrick and J. Cole are so huge. We do not need this from them. We do not need, me and you may put it into perspective like, oh, they're slap boxing. They're playing around. But the world is not. And there are kids out there that think this is real, right? That this ain't WWE where it's fake. That they think
time out.
That's real.
Fake. Stop saying that. Your view is not fake.
So I just don't like us.
And so is Santa Claus
out there.
Santa is real too. Stop playing, you know? Don't do that. But go ahead.
But I'm just saying, I just don't understand why, when it comes to us, the message always has to be crap. Like we're crabs in a barrel. Like only be one. There's only one. There's only one. Yo, there's many. Like, we could have multiple great people. We don't have to have one person that's everything, that's better than everyone, that's a god. There's no such thing. And I'm gonna tell you this: if they were to say use the language they were using in these diss records against a certain religious type folk. Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll be canceled in a minute. We won't. You see what happened to Kanye? And I still don't understand what he said. You know, so you change. You if you take a person of color and you use that same, oh, they will be, they'll be without it, they'll be broken, they will be canceled and broke. But it's okay for us to talk to each other like that. I just think it's not okay.
I have an issue with this whole canceling thing. When do people feel like they have the right to sit here and say, yo, stop listening to that person. Stop listening to that person. To me, that whole mentality of having that control is one of the biggest issues we have. You know?
Because we as people of color need to get control. Listen, the internet is powerful. And yet, how much do we own of the internet?
None.
Please give me a website or give me five websites that we control. Suspended the other day for something I didn't even do, and then they apologize. I'm sitting there because we don't have it. So we have to constantly go by somebody else's rules, and the internet is only, what, 20, 25 years old, maybe? You know, and we don't have any, we don't own any real estate on the internet. And so we always have to play other rules. And this is what I'm saying, like, why do we like, I understand we had to fight in the 90s and the 80s. We had to be tough guys and man up to each other because that's what they put us off the boat to do. But we have to do that today. You know, we are people are the most talented, gifted, creative people that don't own shit.
You know what's
except up. What Don owns the Evening Rush Network. So I take that back.
No.
You will not be insulting people for, listen, black people own stuff. Now, do we get the support we need? That's the question.
I'm thinking it's all from a system of oppression, right? Because if I keep the people with each other and going against each other, right, then you won't own anything. So that, I think that's what we're like doing and going on with that.
I was just gonna say Judge Mantis just got online the other day and mm-hmm. he was saying how the court system actually voted against everyone being able to be a minority black. They're able to get funds from minority black, a black grant.
Okay.
And he's like, that means Caucasians is allowed to get, anybody is allowed to get Jews, anybody. And the problem with that is you're taking away from the minority, which we're considered, you know, African American or Hispanics or any of those races.
Right.
So it just like shifted the power of who can get minority grants from us as small business owners to giving it back to them. Now, just imagine once Trump get in office, that was going to change anyway. And yes, I hear a lot of people telling me, yo, Trump's not going to get. Listen, if you had the choice factor right now,
I think he's
Biden
going
or
in.
Trump.
I'm Trump scared, but get. I think he's going in.
So I think he is.
It's just a matter of us accepting it. And remember, right now he's on trial. So how is he on trial and he's able to run for president?
Yeah.
Nobody's even said that was. Why is that not canceled? But
yeah,
this is what you're saying, Chris, and you see the difference in the shift of power because if that was a black man, it wouldn't happen. If that was Obama right now, you know what?
He would
trial.
Be in jail.
No, he can't be president. He can't get no bail. No, hell no. He's black. That can't happen.
And that's why I just feel like now is not a time for diss records. Now is not. Yeah, we had a knee, like we had a brother die, 2 years ago from a knee on the neck from a cop. I'm sorry, I do not want to see brothers, even in playfulness, in the biggest state, in the biggest, you know, on the highest level of music, putting out negative messages on each other, even though it's a sport or this. Nah, man, we don't need that right now. We need love, man. We need love. And I'm sorry, the orange man ain't really for us. He pretends to be, but he's not. And you look at what Like, now abortions are illegal. Why are abortions illegal? That happened because he put those people in the judgeship, the Supreme Court. He put those judges. People think money is everything. They don't realize the power that has shifted, right? We so focused on the dollar. It's deeper than a dollar.
We're going to get a stimulus, man.
He's taking away your rights.
Well, but it goes with the... Go ahead.
I was going to say something, but I'm going to...
No, we want to hear what you're going to say, V.
Because I owned a Black business for 35 years, right? And it was...
Wait a minute. You had a business when you were five?
Yes. You're so cute. I never forget this. This is really it stuck in my head, and I say this, tell the story all the time. I came from another dance studio, and I opened up my own dance studio. One of the parents, the adult lessons, make a long story short, she was taking adult lessons, and her kid was going to the white studio where I used to work. So I said to her, I understand you come here, but why don't you let your daughter come here? And she said, well, because they don't have adult lessons over there. And no offense, but you're Black. She's Black. She's a Black woman telling me, you're Black, and Black people, you know, they don't know how to run businesses. So I can't send my daughter to a Black. She's Black. She said that to me. I invited her to our show because she never came. It was like the third year that we had a show. I invited her. And then she brought her daughter to my studio after she saw what we could do. But she didn't, she was automatically counting me out. She's like, you're Black. What you gonna do? Black people don't know how to run businesses. I already know. And when she saw the show, then she brought her daughter in. But look what we're doing to each other.
But again,
And she counted me out because I was Black.
But again, it's from the system of oppression. Because if I'm not on the bottom, right, you're always trying to gain favor. And we know as a people, we're on the bottom. So that's how you get to the, oh, well, you know, I'm Cherokee Indian. I'm not really Black. Or I'm Indian American. You know, I have white in me, so I'm not fully Black. So it goes to, I'm going to beat you so I can curry favor with somebody else, the overseer. Mm-hmm. I want to curry favor with you, the overseer. So I'm going to beat this person here so I can become powerful. And I think right now, if you think about it, where is the Black unity? Where is the Black leader? Where are the people that we're following? There was Martin Luther King, there was Malcolm X, there was a unity that is not here anymore, because it's like, oh, yep, you're in the business, so you became a senior vice president, so we don't need any of this anymore. You know, you had a Black president, so we don't need this anymore. Mm-hmm. No, we did not have a Black president. We had a president that was Black, but that wasn't a Black president. He could not be a Black leader. He had to be the leader of a nation, or he would not be accepted.
That's exactly
so
right.
I think that is where we are.
So Iris said abortion ban. Now I was reading the comments. Iris said abortion ban, identity politics. Identity politics are meant to keep those divided. They're only worried about oneself. And that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. And I just want to say, let me explain. This was crazy about this, because this weekend, I had to get something fixed on my car. Now, because I've been going to the white dude so long, to be honest, he was like, yo, I'll do a $50, no problem. I just got mad cars right now. Could you wait like 2 hours? And I was like, well, I got my daughter, so let me I'm gonna run her to the crib, and I'll see if I can swing back. Like, all right, cool, but if you can't, don't worry, when you come, I got you, no problem. So on my way to the crib, I saw a spot, and I was like, yo, let me just see what they charging. It's a little closer to the crib. So I was like, all right, cool. Ran in there. He was like, it was a black guy. He goes, it's $100. I said, you know what? No problem. I'll be right back. Dropped my daughter off, came back to him. As soon as I got in there, I was telling him what needed to be done. He goes, you know what? That's $150. Damn. I said, I'm going to keep it real with you, bro. The only reason why I don't want to pay the $150 is because I could get it lower, but I don't want to disrespect you, and your price is your price. But I just feel more comfortable if you're going to raise the price now that I got here. I'm just going to bounce. So then I broke down what needed to be done. He was like, you know what? I'll do it for $125. So I said, you know what? For convenience, because that's all it is for me, is convenience. Because I'm a little closer to home. You could do it right now. I was like, you know what? Go ahead. So I paid his, when I actually paid him, I actually gave him a tip on top of the fact because he did a great job, might I add. It's just, I had to let him understand the point of me doing it was for my convenience. I could have went down there and got it for $50 and give it to the white man, but I chose to give it to the black man because I want to support your business. So understand the difference of me wanting to show you support rather than, he was like, nah, there's no way possibly. I said, listen, you know why he was going to do it? Because I go there all the time. Bring multiple cars when I go, because that's just who I know, a lot of people. So he was like, oh, okay, cool. I said, but don't worry, I'll be back. And I'm definitely going to go back to him because I want to support him as a black man and his own, you know, having his own black business. But just show you how you're going to switch up the price. Mm-hmm. And that's usually what the problem is when we do come to support each other. You want to switch up the price, you want a little more money. When it was the $100, I was good with the $100 from the rip. You know what I mean?
See, the thing is, I hate putting race on experiences where you can have a handful of people you dealt with, but then you're going to say it's the whole race, right? Raising my son, I had bad experiences in multiple black daycares, but I had a few in white daycares too. At the end of the day, people are people.
Well,
right?
It depends where you go. And yeah, I'm going to be cool with that. I took my kids to a black daycare where we had to pay. Remember, I got twins. So we had to pay $500
apiece. Man, you got the Wu-Tang. You got the Wu-Tang.
That was $1,000 right there. And I was like, God damn. And they had to, I said, you know what? Let's send them to the school. They used to come home with the rashes on their butt. They used to sit in chairs all day. They wasn't doing no activities. As soon as I took them to a different school where, you know, it was predominantly white, things got different. They're clean. They're running around. They're learning. Sometimes certain things do factor in, bro. And I hate to say that shit, but it's true.
Maybe it's not the white, black thing. Maybe it's just a bad... was a good studio, and anybody who came there, I don't think they had a bad experience. Okay. Mm. However, it's not because I'm a black studio that it was a good studio. It was a good studio because we had teachers who cared and we worked hard. So if they had a good experience, I don't think they're saying they had a good experience at that black studio. I think they're just saying they had a good experience at that dance studio. And you know what I mean?
Because my daughter actually goes to the dance school. She actually goes to.
Okay. We're not going to even talk about. We're not going to even talk about it. We're not going to even talk about it. We're not going to even talk about it.
All right, I will talk about it.
Wow,
but that, you know, it's the thing about the fact that that's why I don't feel like it doesn't. It's not about race. It's about how much these people care to do their job.
Yes.
And that boils down.
Yes. Yes. I had my son in this, we took him from one school. This woman thought it was okay to tell me some other kids' business and complain about kids and whatever. But your son is so good. Just, I was like, nah, man, she was terrible. Then we went to this Russian school. We paid a lot of money. And they had my son in the crib all day playing with a light switch because we watched the video. You know, and so there's so many different, and you just have to just you have to interview people and put in work as a parent. You have to always have your head on the swivel.
Listen,
and you have to interview. I don't care if it's white, when you black, Google Asian. That place,
you see the 5 stars. The ratings was lovely. You were like, oh my God, this is, must have been the best school because so many people in the neighborhood come. But it's just across the street from the projects. That's the only difference. And I was like, fine. Ooh, let's go. But then when they said 500 apiece, I was like, whoa, okay. So, you know, I had to take my kids to school because we had to go to work. It was like, all right, listen, we got to do what we got to do. But then for them to come home with diaper rash and stuff, and you could tell they were sitting there all day not doing nothing. They wasn't learning nothing. When you asked them and you look at them, they're just like, then I was like, nah, this ain't going to work.
We went to a place. Okay,
good.
I'll speak after you.
You froze.
I think they're a prodigy.
Oh, they
should. Okay.
Who's there being their prodigy? Who is the business that's before them to give them that experience of how to run a business? Because where I am, when people say, and I know that you feel, say what you feel, say how you're feeling, you know, be honest. We're in this round table. Say how you really feel. I work in a business. You better not say how you really feel, but you know, our people will be like, all right, so let me just tell you that other crap that you did. That's bad. But so there are unwritten rules that we do not know because we have not had the power or prodigy to help us develop that. You know what I mean? So how do you get better? How do you know that you're a piece of crap if you don't have someone helping you build that up? You know what I mean? So I think that's another problem. We're not into mentoring. You know, you're talking about pulling down.
I see that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're talking about pulling people down, pulling people up. But if I'm not in a position to pull you up because I don't have an example of how to pull you up, how are we going to do it? And, you know, that's a simple example of, well, we're going to go around and I want to know how you really feel. When I first got in, I'm like, oh, well, they really want to know. They asked me 3 times, so they must really want to know. No, they don't. They want to pat you. They want you to pat them on the back and say, good job, when you know it's a piece of crap. You know what I mean? So how are you going to learn?
It's true. But here's the thing. Another thing. I'm digressing a little, still in the same realm. Okay, you're going to think this is crazy, but how my experience is not the same as everybody else's experience. What do I mean by that? Because of the way I look, I'm not saying that I look some kind of beautiful way, but I get away with a lot of things that a lot of people do not get away with. Am I lying, Cash? A white person's talking about black people. I was like, you do realize I'm black, but you're not really black. I'm like, okay, yes, I am. I'm really black. I don't know what you're looking at.
No, your voice don't sound black. Your voice don't sound black. Your voice sounds like us. So deep down, you're really a part of us.
Right. Yes.
So when I come in the building and I'll be like, yo, can I get the same thing, bro? Sir, we don't talk like this. This is unimportant. Yo, we just went to a restaurant, which was crazy. Huh? See, yo, y'all just making me reminisce. It was an upscale restaurant we just came from. And it was like, yo, as soon as I walked in the door, I was like, yo, I already felt the vibe. Like, you ain't supposed to be here. Anybody else supposed to be here, but you ain't supposed to be here. So, you know, when you feel like you ain't supposed to be here, like, yo, they must got money. He ain't got no money. You know, he look broke. But you don't know nothing about me. You don't know what I work. You know nothing about me. But I just got that vibe, I guess. So when, like, ordering food, you know, everybody's ordering, he's taking everybody's order, and he was about to walk away. I was like, yo, am I not supposed to eat? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I took your order. What the fuck you thought you took my order when you just walked around the whole goddamn table? And everybody looking at me like, please don't act crazy. Please don't act crazy. Not today. Mm-mm, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Behave. I'm like, okay, I'm chilling.
Yes.
So you know how that, so for me, that's not a place I would want to revisit. But you know, everybody else had a great time there. The food was fine. I could have had better. But mm-hmm. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
But that's when you said that just made me reminisce about just now, a little while ago.
We
was talking about it on the way home. I was like, see, light-skinned people get everything they want.
But I'm not light-skinned, brother. I'm not light-skinned.
I know you ain't light-skinned. I was just saying, but your voice is. Your voice is.
My voice is light-skinned.
No, that it's for real, because when I'm talking on the phone, and I'm like, and then I come in, they're like, oh no, we're expecting, no, we're not expecting, I'm like, yeah, we just spoke on the phone, and they're like, oh, you sound, very charismatic. You're articulate. I'm like, it must be the college and the education I have.
You don't sound black. If I'm black, this is what black people sound like. This is what all my friends we are. I am black, and this is what black people sound like. Maybe you don't know enough black people. Maybe you don't know anything. Sound like.
Well, you're not from the projects.
No, I like when they go. No. I got one black friend, and he's just so amazing. So you only got one black friend. Oh, you get the ones that go, I got a bunch of black friends, so I'm not racist because I got a bunch of black friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, really?
All right. Okay. Listen, you know, you ain't got to prove nothing to me. I'm good. You know, I just need what I need and let me be up out of here. So
the worst part is when we do it to each other, where black people think you're not black enough because you know how to use diction. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not from
That's it.
Well, like, yeah, I grew up with that. Like, oh, yeah, you're definitely going to college. Yeah, you're motherfucking right. I'm going to, yeah, I'm going to college. I want the best. When I leave this bank, I want to pass it down to my kids as best I can.
Is this why you have the old six after your name up there?
Are you I'm Alpha. Yeah, Alpha 5.
Oh, my God. Why can't I get rid of you people? my brother's an alpha, so I'm just like,
he's wisely.
But you know, I went to your, just a little bit of information, I went to the place where you were founded, but there is no Alpha House.
Cornell? Yeah. We had a big lawsuit, but anyway, you went to Cornell?
Yeah.
Because I'm black, you may not.
She graduated. No, I was. Matter of fact, my kids too that went to college with us. What year did you graduate?
Okay, now stop, sir. sir, we're not. So last cute. Year.
You are so cute, Chris. Okay, what?
I graduated last year.
Do you know what I mean? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, man, you got a slope day this year? You got a slope day? No.
Slope day, no slope day. No.
I definitely agree with y'all. You know, we as people definitely gotta do better. We gotta do better to pull each other up, support each other, and do what it is. But also, we gotta not change our prices.
He's so stuck on that. Right. Well, I think we don't like ourselves, and then that's why we don't like each other.
Exactly.
You have to like who you are. And
I love you. But
how can you like yourself when people?
It's not only about you. I know you love yourself, but a lot of us do not love ourselves. We are not proud of ourselves. We are not proud of what we look like in our skin color and our hair and our whatever else. We, you know, we're just not proud. And so we...
You seen the movie School Days?
Mm.
Mm.
Straight hair, nappy hair. It doesn't matter, man. There's this woman, she got no hair. She's beautiful. I was like, don't ever put a wig on. You are beautiful. Like, sometimes we just have to stop letting the whiteness influence how we see beauty. Because we swear our perm is really great. Nah, man. I like a nappy dumbbell. But anyway.
You say that? That would be a different show because men always want to say that. And then when it comes, they'd be like, oh.
Well, I think some men are.
She look like that,
but it's just like the makeup thing. Men are like, okay, I don't want you to wear makeup, but then they go cheat on you with some girl who wears a lot of makeup. I'm just saying, okay, whatever. I'm just saying.
I just think sometimes
Black men don't cheat.
Yeah, exactly, and so sometimes the nappy does out don't smell too good, so it could be more than just what it looks like.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. You already know what it is.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
Hey.
Yep.
Welcome, Thoughts of a Man. I'm Chris. We're Don. We are Kaz. We got V. All right. How we doing tonight?
You forgot to tell them, yo, first and foremost, you can call in. The number is 929-282-0266. Or you can hit us up on the chat. You know, let us know how you feel so we could definitely have a good time tonight. And I appreciate everybody that's tapped in and watching the show. We're talking about some great topics today. So let's get into the topic.
The effects of parenting work technology.
So this, if you got kids, we definitely about to turn up. You know, unfortunately, I only got 8 kids, so I can only talk about 4 of them. So, you know, I refuse to talk about the other 3.
Like,
the other 4, because they're grown, and they're pains in my rear end. But I still love them.
You could attest to this. You had, before technology was even a thing, right? You had kids back from the movie phone, right?
Nah, actually, stupid. Back then, the older four, we didn't have technology like that. Remember, we had beepers, and that was you had your beeper. I think we went from that to the Sky Pager phones and all that other stuff. So, you know, that's why they don't count.
But you see,
it's a little different. You know what I mean? Between the different, because they're in the technology world. This is their world right now. You know what I mean? Where my son, he's learning on an iPad. And I'm like, this shit is weird. Like, I don't even have anything so I don't know how to work it. I'll be trying to help him. And I'm like, yeah, call your sister. So, you know, technology now is different with these kids. They actually learn from these things. Versus, you know, where we had the pencil and the paper. And then I realized that none of these kids write in script. What is going on with that? None of them know how to write in script.
They don't learn cursive anymore. It's a loss.
You don't need it.
That's it. You just have to sign
how you sign
name?
A paycheck?
You just, that's it. That's all you do. You learn how to sign your name. That's it.
You have direct deposit.
Right.
I can sign for you.
They do teach them how to write and sign their name, because my neighbor, her child is in fourth grade learning. That's all he has to learn. is to sign his name. He doesn't have to learn not anything else. Not have to write a letter in cursive. Just sign your name.
So why did they teach us that shit? Like, I feel so
because they didn't know we were because you didn't grow up with the same kind of technology. You couldn't do direct deposit. Now you can.
They didn't need it. It was going to be created, and you don't have to write anything. It'll write for you.
Listen, when my daughter was in school, and she went to a Catholic school, and the nun said, "You're not going to write it first on a paper. You're just going to put it on and just start typing it exactly on the computer." So I was like, she couldn't have said that. You have to first write it, and then you're going to copy it. And she's like, no. So the next day, I went to school, and I said to the nun, I was like, so you just want her to type it on the computer and not write it first? I was like, she's like, yeah, you know, there's no sense in writing it first. I was just like shocked. I was like, what? Because I thought you're going to write it the way you write it, and then you're going to look at what you wrote and type. She's like, no, that's gone. We're not doing that anymore. And that was when my daughter was in school. So I was like, wow, okay.
It's a yes and a no, because they have studies going on now that the act of writing and actually making the letter solidifies and creates a schema in your brain to remember. Typing on the keys, they all feel the same. So it doesn't imprint the same way on your brain. So, okay. And you know, I'm all for the computer, but
I write everything down and everybody makes fun of me because I have to. I can't just do it this way and everybody makes fun of me. And I think that's how I learn. And that's what I know to do to keep it in my head. I write it down and then I can't, if I don't write it down, I can't remember it. So I can't do that. But I thought it was I'm at school. I didn't know there was like, you know.
I get screamed at because I don't put it in my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, then put it in your phone. That way it's in the calendar so everybody knows when it is so we know how to move around. And I'm like, why? And then shout out our, in the chat, he wrote, our kids are learning all this technology. We need to teach them how it'll work for them in the future. Yes. And this is where I'm confused. Because these babies, they learn at a whole different pace. They soak in the knowledge so quickly.
Yep.
And they forget so quickly.
Like, I don't know.
They just forget to do their chores.
No. Oh, it's Lovable. What up, Lovable? I'm sorry. I couldn't see. Your name is not on the thing. You got it. Let StreamYard have permission to have
your face here. So here's the thing, right? Every 10 years, things change. We evolve as human beings. But I think as parents,
for me, Lovable, make sure you do this with @follower, @highlights, and @everyone to share the show, please. Thank you. We appreciate you. All right. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry about that.
You know, for me, I want all of us, all our kids, should be leaders, should be learning to run their businesses, or if they work for somebody else, learn from them so they can get. I don't want my kids to ever have a job, right? So if they do get a job, it's just to learn to get their businesses. I also feel, okay, what technology we have, if you're not owning a home, you're losing out. I don't want my kids to ever rent. I want them to provide rent for other people. Right. And have multiple businesses so that they can teach their kids. And then as a community, we will all grow stronger if we're coming from a position to provide jobs for others, as opposed to always looking to get by or looking for technology to, you know, back in the day, everybody, oh, can't wait to get a refund. No, if I'm paying taxes, I'm making a lot of money. People don't realize that. The more taxes you have to pay, unless you did something money, you may have the money, right? So we have to learn money management and balance budgets and look at what technology we have to learn how to use. Like the woman said, learn how to work it for us, but control ourselves as a business, being independent and being creative And like I said, always looking to hiring folks.
So you're asking for this to be the curriculum in a school, or is this your own curriculum?
No. I feel like as parents, right?
As a community.
Kids, with parenting, yes. Right? When you go to school, they learn some things. But I did not learn anything about a budget in high school. My kids know about a budget, and they're in fourth grade. Right? I'm teaching them the power of money. How much you have, and balance a budget.
There's a difference right now between charter school and public school. To me, these kids learn much easier for some reason in charter school than they do in public school. For some reason,
This is where I'm going to step in. It's not true. So it's allegedly what happens for charter schools, for public schools. If you don't fit my model of the charter school, because charter school is free, right? And it's a lottery system to get in, and they take everybody. If you don't fit their charter, just assume they take all the money that they get from the state, from the city. Not a kid is locked in. That money is spent in the school. Then they go, you don't fit my charter. I can now release you and put you in the public school with no funding. Mm-hmm. With none of the tens of thousand dollars that the state and the city gave me, all of that stays with the charter school, and they release you right before the state test. Trust and believe, it's not all the charter school are so much smarter. They are taking the threes and the fours. They're taking them. They're sitting them down, and they're like, oh, all our kids are learning. And that you have a 70% sped population in a public school that you have no funding for.
Well,
it's not the charter school is working miracles.
Let me just say.
They're stealing.
Let me just say. All my children.
They are stealing.
All my children are mm-hmm. in charter school.
Oh, okay, good.
Two of them have graduated from being in charter school.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like it's a better learning experience because I've seen the difference of when they were in public school and the madness and the craziness
because
and have to come up early every 5 minutes.
Because of the finances. If I just took $30,000 to teach you and you don't fit my paradigm, I could kick you out. A public school has to take whoever, wherever, whenever. I'm responsible for, I'm not. I'm saying the public school is responsible for you no matter what. So if I keep throwing out the bad, the sour grapes, the ones that are, you're going to think that you have a great salad. Oh, my salad's so good. It's crunchy. Because I threw out all the I'm just saying, I threw out all the sour grapes. So you think that these grapes are sweet. All the green grapes are sweet. So I you know, right now I have a pain. I grew up in Catholic school, pre-K through 12th grade. Okay. Hands down, if it's private school all the way, I believe in the system of discipline and what the private schools have. But schools. I'm going to say, in my opinion, this is my opinion, Cash's opinion. They're stealing and they're putting false advertisement out there because at the end of the day,
that's where I disagree. And I'm going to tell you why. For example,
go ahead.
My daughter teaches. She now teaches charter school. Mm-hmm. She teaches public school. I almost had to lose my whole life, my job and my livelihood because I was going to kill one of these kids because they was picking on my baby. And she's a grown woman. But as soon as she started teaching charter school, she's in peace. She's happy.
Because charter schools have a different system. They can kick people out. So if there's a in public school, I can call you a dirty little nigga, ha ha ha. And only thing that can happen is, well, we're going to talk to your father In a charter school, you have a detention every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning because your parents going to come sit with you. You can't demand that in a public school. You can demand it in a private school.
But the thing is, I think,
well, because your kids are good.
Right, but here's the issue, Cash. This is the thing. I think maybe the charter school is stealing, but it doesn't matter because you want your child to get the better education. My kids went to Catholic school. I went to Catholic school. My kids they went to private school. So I think if you don't send your kid to private school, I would send my kid to a charter school. I don't care if they're stealing. I want my kid to have a good education and a good experience. And that's what they're going to get there. I understand what you're saying.
Unless your kid has special needs. Imagine if your kid has special needs. The charter school is not going to fit you.
Neither is the Catholic school.
Knock on wood. And not for Catholic school, not for charter school. They're ending up in public school.
That's not true because my child is autistic and he's in charter school.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing excellent in charter school.
My son is, and he's not in charter school, but he's in a program and he's thriving in charters. So, you know, it's just.
However, it's because you're a parent. I deal with so many parents who don't know. So imagine all the immigrant parents who are coming here, and their kid has special needs. I'm whatever PS 2225. I just had three parents give me who left because they went to charters. They are in charter school. I don't have the money. If the school tells you, well, you know, Junior doesn't need speech anymore. As a parent, most people are going to go, well, you know, he's growing. He doesn't need speech anymore. Why would a teacher lie to you? Why would someone lie to you? Okay. Especially an immigrant who comes to this country, education is key. Education is king. So if I'm telling you that your kid no longer needs speech, they no longer need special education services, you're going to believe that. Two are parents. You two, all three of you are parents. And I'm going to tell you, there's a difference between being a parent and a person who's having a kid. Okay? And that's all I'm going to say. There's a difference between a parent and a person who has a kid. And that's what I'm going to leave that there because parent, I've seen people who are dyslexic, never pass test. Whoa,
time out.
What?
From dyslexia, and I think I'm doing very good. Just one thing.
No. No, you're not listening. I've seen a person who has dyslexia, dyscalculia, and the system told the kid's parents they're doing fine because they're very social. The parent is happy. The parent is like, I thought there was a problem. As soon as I tell a parent that, they're like, oh, you don't need those services. I just saved this by you not accepting those services. I just saved the school like $50,000.
But do they need those services or that?
They need the services.
They need the services.
If you're in eighth grade and you can't read C-Cat, you know, you need services. You need help. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with needing help. Okay. If you need glasses, you put on glasses.
Technology, guys, how are we bringing this into the technology?
Because what I was going to say with technology is too many people rely on technology to teach their kids, to keep their kids entertained, to listen. You have to interview these teachers. You have to listen. I'm part of Jack and Jill through my wife. We're in Jack and Jill. Like I said, I'm alpha. A network like a mother effer for my kids. You cannot just rely on school. You can't just rely. You have to send them to camps, to great camps. because they meet people, they get experiences, and when they get down here, it doesn't have
technology involved. There's no longer way you can send your kids to camp and it's fun, like they're going to be outside all the time.
Well, that's not true.
There's no technology. All the computers and everything was here. They couldn't even call us. So,
well, no, I'm saying you sent your kids to a camp with no technology, but when they go to camps, they're full of technology. That's what I mean.
Because nowadays
everything is ran by technology.
No, that's not
computer. You gotta have a phone.
There's no
iPad, something.
No,
I promise you, they're outside playing. They have art class. They have dance class.
They're swimming every single day.
There's no technology. Not even the counselors are allowed to use their phones. No technology. Nope. If you get caught using your phone the first time, you get a warning. Second time, you get fired. You're out of the camp. No technology. You're supposed to be paying attention to these kids. You can't be looking at your phone and paying attention. So if you're caught with your phone, one time you get a warning, second time you get fired.
Yeah, I definitely would be fired from that job.
You'll be surprised. I mean, I work there. I teach dance there. I'm not on my phone, and I'm always on my phone. But once camp starts, that's it. I'm off my phone. And if I see somebody on the phone, I'm let them know this is your first warning. Because I'm not you're responsible for these kids. So you were looking at your phone and somebody bust their lip and they ask you, how did that happen? You say, I don't know. I was looking at my phone. Oh, I don't think so.
And then I have to deal with you coming to talk to me.
Yes.
Definitely.
So the camps, I think that's a way to get away from technology for a little while and let the kids have a break of just playing and having fun and swimming and doing art class and dancing and playground and all of that. And I feel like that's a good way for parents to because if you let them sit
we definitely need that. I remember we used to be outside.
Yes, that's it.
All we ever used to do. Let's go outside. Yes. We're playing baseball. We're playing basketball. We're running up the gym.
Yep.
But this is why America is so fat. They'd rather be in the house and not even socialize.
Play what's the game? Nintendo Switch, PS5, Xbox. They'd rather do that all day. Most of these kids want to be gamers. They don't want to do anything else. They feel like that's gonna be their life. They're gonna be rich being gamers nowadays. So
not only that, some kids are being bullied, being harassed. But because some parents just throw technology on, there's no communication to know what's really going on with your child. You know, that's the thing. Technology cannot raise our kids. We still have to talk to our kids. We still have to. I know it's tiring to go to work and come home and deal with your daughter or your son or the Wu-Tang. But we have to. We have to always be in communication. And not just be testing.
I don't like talking to my kids. I don't even want to see my kids have too much time. I just had a whole dinner with my kids, man. It was torture.
This is
a problem, Don. This is a problem because then you're going to have these awkward kids because you see them. They're like, they're sitting in dancing school. They're sitting across from each other, texting each other. I'm like, oh my God. Did you just text her? Yeah, I wanted to see where she was on what platform. Oh, she was Snapchatting. And I was like, why didn't you just ask her what she was doing? And they're like, well, it's so much work. Like, actually talking, and I'm like,
Dinner time.
We as people do the same thing. We as adults do the same thing.
Are you like,
yeah, we do.
The phone at the dinner table, like there's no conversation. And they have their
phones. No. When they have, there's no phones at the dinner table, we don't do that. Well, my kids don't got phones. Like I said, I can't speak for the older ones. I speak for the younger ones. Younger ones don't have phones.
So how old would you let them have a phone? How old would they be?
Listen, if it was up to me, the girl could have it when she's 30. And the boy could have it when they like about 15, 16, maybe 17, when they, you know, when they, I consider like when they going to school by themselves, more or less.
Yeah.
Right now they get choked.
They're twins. Like, we take them They're to twins. School.
Right. Yeah, but she's a girl. I'm not dad.
Thoughts of a man. Thoughts of a man.
Misogyny.
Yeah, I'm not dad. I refuse to listen. I'm not
dad. That man.
Yeah,
okay. Misogyny is real. So, you know, I was like thinking about this. I was gonna come here today, so I wanted to like research because that's been like a thought of mine. Like when I have my 3 month old son, he's 3 months, and I'm like, when am I gonna allow him to have a phone or technology or these things? And I looked it up. The American Association of Pediatrics says that a kid two and younger should not have technology, watch TV, or these things because it makes it so they're so engaged and everything's changing and so fast and it's like gimme, 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 gimme that when they hit the world and they have to go inside a classroom, there's no teacher that's going to be like gimme, 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 one focus, one thing, change, 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 let me entertain you. So it's like for them, it's like this is boring. Like you're not entertaining me like I can see a computer screen. So the kids are actually not learning. We're turning up their ADHD. That's why there's so many kids that have these attention problems because from the constant stimulation of TV and technology and it's changing and whatever. And I was like, whoa. I never thought about that.
You just named my kids right there because I swear to God, they ADHD is real. They tell you they bored all the time. There's like a million things going on. I'm like, yo, why are you bored?
Say, but you know what? It happens to kids, but I too looked it up, but the same thing is happening to us. Like, you know, people can't focus. So when they're watching social media, they just keep swiping. It takes so like they just can't. So we are turning it. I am not that, but I have friends. I am I'm addicted to social media, but I have to watch the thing. I'm not a big swiper. My daughter and Cash, they swipe. I don't even know what they're doing. They swiping. Then Cash goes, okay. But they.
Yeah, I ain't going all that laughing, but.
We are, and the same thing will happen to your child. It's happening to us that we can't focus on one thing. We can't even if we see something that we like, we can't watch it to the end because we don't have the attention span. Because we're learning to just we don't need to watch it to the end. They try to get you by saying watch to the end. At the end, I'm going to give you say something that you will want to really hear. They try to get you because they know you're not going to watch it to the end. Because that's what we've learned to do. We've learned not to watch anything to the end. So how is a child going to focus in a classroom when the teacher's trying to teach them something that they need to focus on and stick to for a minute so they can get it in their heads? How are they going to learn?
Right.
Well, you know? I want to say thank you, lady. I will.
This was fun. Thank you for having relationship us.
Ish this Thursday. Chris, you want to say anything?
Yeah, thank you. This was a great conversation. And
man,
I just want to say if you're out there, you need support, please hit us up. Being a parent, being a father, being a husband, being a wife. Being a human in this world, we need each other more now than ever before. I don't care what you're going through. Mm-hmm. We all go through the trials and tribulations of life. and surround yourself with somebody that's not there to gossip about you, but there to get you past the negative to the positive. Because we all need positivity in this world. So with that, those are my thoughts as a man. Don, you got any last words?
Yo, once again, thank everybody that tuned in. You already know, definitely make sure you watch Relationship Edge this week.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Cop those new rush sneakers. Make sure you cop those Italian leather, looking real suave out there in the street. So make sure you get those. But other than that, man, yo, listen, everything we talked about tonight is so real. Once again, I want to thank you, lady, because I saw Kaz in a whole different light for like 5 minutes when we talked about school. Don't defund public school, okay, people?
Yeah.
Take that police money that you're going to defund the police, get that to the school, public school. I'm going to sleep there and send my kids to charter school, so I just want to let you know. But on another note, I appreciate y'all ladies on some real. And thank you, man. Appreciate you, Chris. We will definitely be outside. Matter of fact, on the 20th, pull up. Oracle Lounge, Fleet DJs, I will be in a building. And yeah, that's what it is, man. You already know what it is, man. Let's go to the man. We'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Thank you.